You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, news emerged over the weekend that Eskom is in a legal dispute with IT software provider Oracle. And in a statement that was released a couple of days ago, Eskom said that Oracle first claimed it had been underpaid by an amount of roughly 7.3 billion rand. And that is obviously disputed by Eskom. Eventually, the amount claimed by Oracle was reduced to just under 400 million rand, the statement goes. And as far as Eskom is concerned, the amount actually due to Oracle is roughly 166 million rand in total. Well, I've got spokesperson Sikonathi Mantshantsha on the line. Sikonathi, welcome. You'll agree that to claim 7.3 billion and have that reduced to 400 million and you claiming it is in fact 166 million is an incredible plunge in claim. How can it be that Oracle's original claim was so inflated?
Only Oracle can answer that question, Michael. We have, as Eskom, agreed that indeed what we owe in total to Oracle is 166 million rand, which will be paid upon receipt of an invoice from Oracle. We have further requested Oracle to submit, together with Eskom, to submit their claim to an independent party, a third party that will verify and indeed investigate whether they are owed that kind of money, after which, of course, we will then together, should there be agreement on the resultant amount, approach a court to indeed confirm the basis for the payment. As a public legal entity, as a public finance management company, we have to do this, and you cannot just pay using public the public's funds based on a demand that has not been substantiated. Oracle have declined this offer and instead have threatened to withdraw their services, their technical support services, to Eskom.
And what are those technical support services? I mean, which systems are covered here? If I'm to go on the Sunday World report an article, it looks like management of the online vending system, load monitoring for plants, the Maximo maintenance tool, which is used for your asset management and power outages and logging of faults, and the Maximo for distribution in prepaid areas, revenue collection and fault detection in your distribution system. Is that accurate?
That is indeed accurate. There are quite a few other services, but those are amongst the most critical.
And clearly that would impact load shedding processes as well, if that were to be withdrawn.
It would impact negatively Eskom's operations, because the reason Eskom has got that contract is because it needs the services. However, as Eskom said yesterday, Michael, we have put in contingency measures to reduce the risk that may result from this fallout, and we are doing everything we can to minimize any negative impact, and we are confident that Eskom will be able to carry on without too much of an impact resulting from this.
Sikonathi, you'll forgive me for pressing for some detail there, but I really don't understand how you can mitigate a software product that is so integrated and embedded into your day-to-day. Can you just explain how you plan to mitigate that?
Definitely. The first thing I must tell you, Michael, I am constrained, however, in my response to give details, because there are two ongoing court cases on the matter. And as you know, Oracle will use any opportunity and anything that Eskom does say in this. Let me make an attempt within the limitations to answer your question. We provide technical services support to Eskom, and this they do in addition to our own internal team. They supplement what we already have internally. And we have increased the team, and we have put everybody on standby in order to be able to be able to carry on without support from Oracle should the need arise. And secondly, Eskom has introduced an urgent procurement process in order to obtain these kind of services from other service providers. We have done everything to minimize any possibility of changes in the environment, which will then enable our internal teams to be able to cope with any changes that may arise. And as I have said, we are relying now on an urgent procurement process as well to make sure that we may be able to get these services.
I understand, and I understand the constraints under which you are able to respond. For the public at large, though, they would, without wanting to know the detail, want some sort of assurance that we're not going to be plunged into darkness. Because if you look at the narrative in the court papers, words like gravely prejudiced, catastrophic consequences, crippling effect, and whole of SA in darkness were used. Can you assure the South African public that this won't be the outcome of this legal dispute with Oracle?
Definitely that will not be the outcome. I must state, Michael, that this Oracle contract is only one of thousands that are ongoing, all working towards producing electricity and make sure that within the constraints that we have, we are able to fully supply electricity to the country. And this will not change. There might be, in the event that indeed there is such a pull out, there might be some impact here, but it definitely will not be a blackout, as has been stated. It definitely will not be such a catastrophic impact. We are putting these measures in place, and we are getting all the support that we need to procure the urgent, on an urgent basis, the other support services from other providers.
Eskom spokesperson Sekonati Mantracha saying to Oracle, let an independent third party adjudicate whether or not there was overuse and show us the invoices on the Eskom Oracle IT contract. That certainly stirred quite a hornet's nest over the weekend.